请我们翻到哈巴谷书。
Can we turn to Habakkuk?
第三章。
Chapter 3.
先知哈巴谷的祷告，调用琉璃歌。
A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet according to Shigionoth.
耶和华，我听见你的名声就惧怕。
Lord, I have heard the report about you and I fear.
耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years.
在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
In the midst of the years, make it known in wrath, remember mercy.
第三节
，verse three.
神从提曼而来，圣者从巴兰山领到。
God comes from Teman and Holy One from Mount Paran.
希拉
，Sila.
让他当第九节
，verse nine.
你的功全然显露，向众支派所起的事，都是可信的，希拉。
Your bow was made bare, the rods of chastisement were sworn, Selah.
十三节
Verse 13.
你出来要拯救你的百姓，拯救你的受膏者，打破恶人家长的头，露出他的脚，直到尽下， Selah.
You went forth for the salvation of your people, for the salvation of your anointed. You struck the head of the house of the evil to lay him open from thigh to neck, Selah.
然后哈巴谷是最后一句话。
And then the last phrase in Habakkuk.
这歌交于灵长，用丝弦的乐器。
For the choir director on my stringed instruments.
我们知道哈巴谷第三章是说到先知的祷告。
We know that Habakkuk chapter 3 speaks about the prayer.
但是我们知道第一章说的哈巴谷心中的负担。
But we said that chapter 1 speaks of his burden.
然后那个负担就变成他的意象。
And then that burden became his vision.
加勒底人自高自大，心不正直。
So the Chaldeans who were proud, their soul was not right.
为义人因信得胜。
But the righteous will live by faith.
他明白了那个意象以后
，After he understood that vision,
他自然就有个祷告。
He naturally had a prayer.
但他祷告的时候却是一首诗。
But his prayer was a song.
因为哈巴谷的原希伯来文是非是第一流是最好的。
So Habakkuk in the original means the best.
他一面祷告一面写诗。
On the one hand, he prayed. On the one hand, he wrote his song.
虽然他不是在诗篇150篇里面的一篇。
Even though it's not amongst one of the 150 psalms.
但是你看它里面的结构，讲到希拉，希拉，希拉。
But it's structured to include Sila, Sila, Sila.
这首诗歌可以在神面前唱。
You can sing this song before God.
不过唱到一个时候需要有个休止符。
But then when you come to a point, you have to have a rest.
你要停一停。
You have to take a break.
你要默想一下。
You have to meditate.
你要换一口气。
You have to change your breath.
然后继续唱下去。
And then you can continue to sing.
所以这就是整本的诗篇。
So this is the whole song.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
当他祷告的时候。
When he prayed.
他说耶和华求你在这些年间复兴你的工作。
Because here it says, revive thy work, O Lord.
现在问题在这里。
The problem is this.
什么叫做复兴
?What is revival?
如果主真的复兴他的教会。
If the Lord really revives his church.
这是一件事。
This is one thing.
主复兴他的工作是另外一件事。
But for God to revive his work is a different thing.
当主复兴他的教会。
When God restores, revives his church.
也许人数就增加。
Maybe the numbers increase.
但是不是神心目中所要完成的工作要完成。
But it's not the full work that God wants to accomplish.
所以我们要知道什么叫工作。
So we have to know what is work.
不是我们的工作。
It's not our work.
我们可以衰微，但是他需要兴盛。
We can become less. He needs to increase.
所以我们要问说他的工作是什么工作。
So what is the work that he's doing?
那个工作经过多少年好像不见了。
So as if that worked for many years, then it disappeared.
慢慢大家对于救恩就完全不清楚。
Slowly people become confused about salvation.
所以有一个祷告。
So there is a prayer.
但愿在这些年间复兴你的工作。
Revive thy work in these years.
就在马丁路德的时候。
During the time of Martin Luther.
神听这样的祷告。
God heard that prayer.
因为经过了一千多年。
Because after 1,000 years.
慢慢教会就被落到巴比伦。
Slowly the church was deported to Babylon.
这很明显是仇敌的工作。
This is clearly the work of the enemy.
到一个时候人根本不认识什么叫救恩。
To a certain extent, people don't know what salvation is.
人需要买赎罪券。
People need to buy indulgences.
然后他们才能够得到天堂。
Then they can receive heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
如果讲到复兴你的工作
When you speak about reviving that work,
那就证明神已经做过了。
It means that the work has already been done.
多少年现在我们忘记
Years ago, but we don't remember.
多少年好像神都没有做
How many years as if God didn't do his work?
明白吗
Do you understand?
在马丁路德的时候
During the time Martin Luther
当那个时候这样祷告的时候
When he prayed such a way,
有一件事知道的
There is one thing you know.
教会经过了很长黑暗的时期。
The church went through a long time of dark ages.
教会没有在最刚强的时候。
Not when the church was the strongest.
那教会最刚强的时候。
When the church was the strongest.
可以说是教会最受逼迫的时候。
It was when the church was most persecuted.
大家都知道。
Everyone knows.
教会最刚强的时候。
The time when the church was the strongest.
教会就收到一封的书信。
The church received a letter.
就是罗马书。
And the epistle of Romans.
也收到一封信。
And also another letter. Letter to the Galatians.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这两本书讲什么?
These two books, what are they talking
about? 这两本书就是告诉我们说义人要因信得胜。
These two books talk about the just shall live by faith.
圣经有66卷。
The Bible has 66 books.
它用两卷书来解释那个意象。
There are two books to explain that vision.
你就知道那个意象是很重要。
You know that that vision is very important.
所以那个时候罗马教会收到这封信的时候。
So when the Romans received that letter.
他不是把他新闻听听就好。
He didn't just listen to the news.
他不是因为每年有一度的特会我们再去听听就好。
And not just once a year have a conference and just listen.
然后我们拍了很多的节目。
And then we had a lot of programs.
到了明年年底的时候。
So next year again.
我们再来一次。
Let's have another meeting.
因为你要维持教会。
Because you have to maintain the church.
你要维持聚会。
You have to maintain the meeting.
你一定像机器一样一定要往前走的。
You have to be like a machine moving forward.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
罗马教会是认真的。
The Roman Church, they were serious.
他们接受到这一卷书，他们是认真的。
So they received this letter, they were serious.
他们很清楚是保罗告诉他们，唯有义人是因信得胜。
So they received a letter that said that just shall live by faith.
那为什么义人因信得胜
？Why should people live by faith?
他的生活是什么生活
？What kind of living does he have?
是从他的地位开始。
It starts from his position.
因为我们本来是没有地位。
We didn't have a position.
我们在神面前站不起来的。
Couldn't stand up before God.
因为加勒底人自高自大，心不正直。
Because the Chaldeans were proud and their soul was not right.
他们站都不站起来。
They don't even stand up.
唯有义人能够站在神的面前。
Only the righteous could stand before God.
好像没有犯过罪一样。
As if they never sinned.
所以义人是因信称义。
So the righteous are justified by faith.
这是罗马书告诉我们。
This is what Romans tells us.
加拉太书进一步告诉我们。
Galatians further tells us.
称义。
Not only to be justified by faith.
而且是白白的称义。
And also is by grace and a gift.
所以你看见吗？一切都是很清楚、很明白。
So everything is very clear.
所以不要忘记。
Don't forget.
马丁路德那个时候的世界。
The world of Martin Luther.
和保罗那种世界是不一样的。
It's different from the world of the time of Paul.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
世界严格说来从头顶到脚尖都是金的。
But the world from the head to the feet are all gold.
但在这是本质。
This is its nature.
但如果就做它的表现来说。
But in terms of its manifestation.
在保罗那时候世界的版本是另外一个版本。
During the time of Paul, its version was a different version of the
world. 我们称它做罗马帝国的版本。
It's the version of the Roman Empire.
但罗马帝国第一个皇帝是亚古斯都。
But the first Roman Emperor was Augustus.
是主耶稣道成肉身的时候。
It's that when the Lord Jesus was the Word become flesh.
没有义人。
There was no righteous, not even one.
现在有一个是义人。
Now there was one righteous.
他可以做我们的救主。
He can be our savior.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在明白吗？
You understand that?
在 1.0 的时候。
So in version 1.0.
亚古斯都做皇帝的时候。
During the time of reign of Augustus.
宇宙中就有一个义人。
The universe had a righteous.
他现在可以做我们的救主。
He can be our savior.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
一粒麦子落在地里死了。
If a grain of wheat lead doesn't die on the ground,
就结出许多的。
It will bear actually much fruit.
这里有一个义人。
So there is a righteous one.
他们把他卖了。
They sold him.
他们把他杀了。
They killed him.
他们把他钉在十字架上。
They crucified him.
他流出他的宝血。
He shed his blood.
靠着这个宝血。
By that blood.
我们像旧约的大祭司一样。
We are just like the Old Testament priests.
我们能坦然无惧来到神的面前。
Like the great high priest, we enter the presence of God.
稀奇吗？
Isn't it amazing?
我们应该被击杀。
We should have been killed.
稀奇吗？
Isn't it amazing?
我们应该死在他面前。
We should have died before him.
我们是罪该万死。
We deserve to die.
结果我们怎么还站在这里？
But how could we stand?
为什么？
Why?
我们是因信称义。
Because we are justified by faith.
明白吗？
Understand that?
所以保罗给我们看见说，我们起头因信得生，是因为我们得着一个地位。
So the righteous can live by faith is because we have received a position.
那因着那个地位。
But because of that position,
你就可以活在神面前。
Then you can live before God.
你站都站不好，你怎么活在神面前？
If you cannot even stand, how can you live?
你站好了。
If you can stand,
现在有一个生活。
Now you have a life.
是个圣洁的生活。
It's a holy life.
所以不可能弟兄姊妹。
It's impossible.
你今天讲因信称义。
If you talk about justification by faith.
你说的话
the word that you say,
你讲的语言
what you speak,
和称义完全对不起来
Your language is not corresponding to that life
明白吗
what,
我们知道最近十年
the last 10 years,
在美国有个很重要的运动
There is a movement in the United States
叫做新改革中的运动
It's a new reformation
或者叫做新叫做 no, 叫 New Calvinism
A new Calvinism.
那么等到我们看见神的确借着改革这个新的 New Calvinism 做了许多美好的事。
So the Lord did a wonderful work with New Calvinism.
好多年轻人不要主的话。
Many young people, they don't want the word of God.
结果他们得着帮助。
So they were helped.
他们听见主的话。
They heard the word of God.
你看见吗？他们完全不一样。
So they are completely different.
在这许多的领袖里面。
Amongst these many leaders.
那有一个人我们名字可以提的。
So there's a name we can mention.
那就是 John Piper.
His name is John Piper.
你看见很多人得了他的帮助。
He was helped much.
很清楚的。
Very clear.
因为很明显神的话给我们看见我们应当要因信称义。
So the word of God clearly shows that we be justified by faith.
因为他们从加尔文得着帮助
so they were helped by Calvin.
所以他们说他们是新加尔文主义
So they said the new Calvinists.
那讲到加尔文主义的时候
So when they talk about new Calvinists
一定要把五个指头拿出来
Take your five fingers.
因为一定有五个点的
There's five points.
你知道英文这个 tulip 这个字呢郁金香这个就是五个字母
So tulip is five letters.
所以如果你把 tulip 拿出来的话
So you take the tulip.
你就知道说加尔文看见的是
So you, what you see the five things that Calvin saw.
那就不要忘记
But don't forget.
当马丁路德起来改革的时候
When Martin Luther stood up to reform.
达尔文只有八岁。
Calvin was only 8.
因为他是律师。
Because he's a lawyer.
所以神用他。
So God used him.
就把马丁路德词汇里他们所看见。
So he took what Martin Luther and Zwingli said.
还有包括他自己所看见。
And also what he saw himself.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他能勇敢地站起来。
He dared to stand up.
你看见他当初不是为了学问。
He didn't do it for scholarship.
他要告诉许多人为什么基督徒受逼迫。
He wants to tell why are Christians persecuted.
我们的信仰是什么。
What is our faith?
所以他就写了一本书。
So he wrote a book.
这一本书就成为改革运动以后第一本的系统的神学。
So this became the first systematic theology in Christianity.
所以这就是所谓的加尔文学派或者加尔文主义。
So this is a Calvinism.
那么这个应该是16世纪的事。
So this happened in the 16th century.
应该老早过去了。
This should have been in the past.
你怎么会想到21世纪又忽然起来了呢
？But 21st century you have another rise.
而且每一次当 John Piper 讲一些道的时候
，So when John Piper will speak some messages,
几千人在那听着。
So thousands of people listen.
几千年轻人在那听着。
Thousands of young people listen.
请大家告诉我
，So let me tell you,
为什么神的话不能感动年轻人
？Why can't the God's word move young people?
如果神的话不能感动年轻人
，If the God's word cannot move young people,
是我们的失败
，It's our failure.
是我们的羞。
It's our shame.
神的话永远神的话。
The word of God is forever.
为什么当 John Piper 站起来的时候
，When does John Piper stand up?
四千年轻人
，4,000 young people.
他们拥抱主的话。
They can embrace the word of God.
但是很可惜。
But it's a shame.
当撒旦当神做工的时候
，But when God works,
你看见撒旦也做。
Satan is also working.
所以慢慢你就看见说，因为这个缘故
，So because of this,
以为说现在我们一切都自由了。
So it's like everything is free.
所以你看见慢慢没有多久以后，世界就进来了。
Soon after the world entered in,
那些传道人。就用一些很粗糙的话。
The preacher started to use some rough words.
当你读以弗所书的时候
，When you read the book of Ephesians,
如果你因信称义
，So if you're justification by faith,
如果你因信成圣
，If you're just sanctified by faith,
看见你的舌头一定要经过炭火
，Your tongue will go through coal fire.
我不洁净的
，I'm not sanctified.
我有错了。
I am woe is me.
这是以赛亚说的。
This is what Isaiah said.
因为我是不洁净的嘴唇。
Because I have unclean lips.
我又住在不洁净的人当中。
And I dwell amongst unclean people.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
现在有人说，
Someone says,
我们要得着年轻人。
We have to gain young people.
年轻人最喜欢什么？
What do young people like?
年轻人最喜欢弹的什么？
What do young people like?
现在我们要照着他们意思来做。
Let's do it according to their will.
那么年轻人在成长过程里
面， So in their process of growth.
他们最着迷的动物叫做 sex.
What they're most obsessed with is sex.
所以现在我们和他们讲这个东西。
So let's talk about sex.
现在我们讲这个歌颂之歌。
So we talk about Song of Solomon.
现在不讲我们与主之间的对话。
That's not talking about our relationship with the Lord.
现在我们把那本书让年轻人喜欢。
So let the young people like this book.
所以就把这本书就变成婚姻的指南了。
So it became the